It's been wonderful to be here. Amen. 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 Don't get too comfortable. We won't be long. In preparing to speak during the service, I remembered that Wendy's grandmother, Cassie Wood, the reason I married Wendy, had these old songbooks somewhere, and I dug them out, and this is what they are. And I've got a list of them, and it's interesting to go back. You'll notice they're all older than the Sacred Selections, if that gives you an idea of what we're dealing with here. I don't know how well you can look at this, but the brown one over here on the right and the blue one on the left, you may have seen those. Those are Christian hymns produced by the Gospel Advocate Company, and they started in 1935 with Volume 1. That's Volume 2, 1948. The brown one on the upper left is the Stamps Baxter songbook. In fact, almost all of that songbook came over into the Sacred Selections. The Stamps Baxter was 1939. Let me glass this so I get that right. 1939. Now, here's where we ran into a little trouble, and we're going to have to draw up some papers on Miss Cassie. The green one in the middle is a Presbyterian songbook. That is the Cumberland Presbyterian Publishing. 1898 is the copyright on that one. 1898. And now the other one, the one in the middle, is Anthem King. Has anyone ever seen that one? That is a United Brethren, have you seen it? A United Brethren songbook. They are like the Amish. That's the oldest one here, 1898. So as we do our lesson, you can go ahead and change it out if you can. Those are the songbooks that's a little discovery in the house. So by the way, Sacred Selections, which we all think of as the old songbook, is newer than all those, 1956. So that gives you an idea of the dates. Well, let's turn to Revelation. You see the title there. What we've been doing tonight is heaven practice. We've been getting ready to go to heaven. So when we get ready to go to heaven, what do we look at? We've already read, Brother Tom read to us, and Truman read to us from the book of Revelation. Turn back over there to chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. We'll just read a couple things, and then the lesson will be yours. And what I want you to understand is what we've been doing here tonight is practice for what we will do for the rest of our eternal lives if we're fortunate enough to get to be where our Lord is. Because the very presence of God will inspire nothing but praise. I mentioned this morning after the singing that when we were talking about praising God, that's kind of a selfless, it's almost an out-of-body experience because it's not about me. I'm not petitioning, I'm not asking, I'm not needing. It's purely saying to God, I love you, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, praise Jehovah. Well, what we find in Revelation chapter 4 is that's exactly what goes on in heaven. Look in verse 9, Revelation 4 and verse 9. Revelation 4 verse 9 says, and whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who's seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who's seated on the throne, and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worship, praise, glory, they're all really the same thing. Who am I and who is God? When I understand that I'm so blessed to have God do these wonderful things for me, to allow me life and blessings and a family and a church, salvation through his son, praise his name. That should be our natural reaction. Well, when we turn the page from chapter 4 to chapter 5, we go from the Father to the Son, and there's this vision that John sees of a lamb as if slain. And if you look down into verse 9, so Revelation 5 and verse 9, Revelation 5 and verse 9, we get the same reaction to Jesus the Son as we did to God the Father. And they sang a new song, saying, worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Praise. Imagine for just a moment you're faced with the reality of Jesus. You've heard about Jesus, you've read about Jesus, you've sung about Jesus. When all of a sudden, there he is before you. What are you going to do? You're going to fall down and worship and praise. So tonight, it's been wonderful and beautiful, but it's just a touch of what we're going to see in heaven. Turn to Psalm 150. This will be our last verse. So if we want to learn how to practice to praise in heaven, we need to find songs that praise God. So where are we going to look? I actually did a little bit of a search on this before we came to services. And out of all of the uses of the word praise or praises, the Psalms has the 161 times. 161 times in the Psalms is the word praise or praises. That's more than the rest of the Bible combined. More than the rest of the Bible combined. So if we want to learn how to praise God, we go to the Psalms. Well, look at Psalm 150, the very last one in the book of Psalms. And immediately after we read this, we'll have a brief invitation in our invitation song. I've always said that Psalms is a good aid in prayer. Well, prayer and praise can be the same thing. We both ask to God and we praise His name. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you're not a Christian, tonight is the night. If you need to repent, tonight is the night. And when you do, we will praise Jehovah. Let us stand and sing.